そうですね。
Good morning. It is 10:32 a.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023, and the May meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. We'll do a roll call. Dale Nyblade present. Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Jerry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
Terry Brown. Still waiting for Terry. Also on the call, we have Megan Darien, the Executive Director, and Gene Galvin, our Assistant Attorney General, as well as our investigator, Jim McClafferty. Declaration. Yes.
I apologize. This is Gene Galvin. Mark Harris is also present from the Attorney General's office.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Mark.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, glad to have you. Declaration of conflicts of interest.
Yes, this is Sherry Mays, and I will recuse myself from the AZOP section of the meeting.
That's number 5A. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Did someone just join? Terry? Oh, okay. Review, discuss, and approval of minutes from the April meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would like to make a motion that we accept the minutes from the April 5th telephonic board meeting, approve them as written.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that.
Motion and seconded to approve the minutes as written. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Deb? Michael Cyril?
Aye.
And Terry Brown was not at the meeting, so has he joined yet? Motion carries. The minutes have been approved as written. Agency Operations Director's Report.
The second notice for renewal of 2023 establishment licenses was sent to all the establishments that still need to be renewed as of May 1st, 2023.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to 5A. Case review, and in order to move on to five, we are going to ask everyone to hang tight on the phone, and we will move into an executive session for some advice from our legal counsel. I assume that'd be both Gene and Mark?
That's correct.
Okay. As you've heard, our secretary has recused herself from 5A. After we finish discussing 5A, we will text her to join us for 5B and C. I guess we need a motion, I guess.
That's correct.
Okay, this is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session at this time for legal counsel.
And can I accept even if I'm recusing myself?
No, that would be a preferred that someone else second it. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay, this is Eileen Pettit, and I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn to executive session. Terry is on now. Terry, good to hear from you. You just
Thank
joined.
You.
Welcome. We also have Gene Galvin and Mark from the Attorney General's office that will be joining us in executive session. We'll do a roll call to approve the motion. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman,
aye.
Sherry Mays,
aye.
Eileen Pettit,
aye.
Deb Bright,
aye.
Michael Searle, Michael? Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, it's been approved that we go into executive session. You all have the number. We will all disconnect from this call and then get back on it. And Megan will text our secretary when we are done with A and move on to B and C.
Please call the time, sir.
Huh?
Mr. Chair, please call the time.
The time. Yes, it is 10:38 a.m., and we are adjourning to executive session.